Child Beauty Pageants, Destroying Our Youth by Claudia and Gabriella. Child beauty pageants have been around for decades. Finally, we are starting to realize just how much they are hurting our youth. How are child beauty pageants beneficial for children? We picked this topic because this involves our future generations and their mental stability. Child beauty pageants are creating self-esteem issues in children that are forced into a world that they know nothing about.
Child beauty pageants at first glance seem like harmless fun for little girls to play dress up. What we don't see right away is all the negative repercussions that are instilled in these little girls' minds. Girls who are forced into beauty pageants at a young age have been proven to develop self-esteem issues and problems with their mental health, such as increased anxiety. It even affects them at a physical level, possibly causing eating disorders due to those body image issues. They are taught from a very young age that having good looks and being more attractive than someone will get them ahead. These girls then carry that mindset into adult life, trying to achieve perfection that is not possible.
From the article, Child Beauty Pageants, we have a quote that states, supporters argue that like other extracurricular activities, child pageants are meant to be enjoyable learning experiences. When children compete, they develop confidence and learn skills such as good poise, good sportsmanship, and in most cases, how to lose gracefully. Overall, the experience boosts their self-esteem. Another quote from the same article is, opponents argue that child pageants force little girls into regressive roles of feminine beauty that are too adult and too overtly sexualized. They teach children that they are not good enough unless they resort to such artifices such as makeup and ultimately damage their self-image.
What we thought about this was that child beauty pageants could be beneficial for young girls in ways of helping them build their confidence and develop their public speaking skills, but there needs to be restraint when entering children into beauty pageants. Entering children who have no say and don't truly understand the deeper meaning behind these beauty pageants exposes them to the possibility of self-esteem issues and body image problems.
For our first they say, our claim was beauty is something that is celebrated and valued within the American society. This is seen within photographs, movies, TV shows, and all over the internet. Younger generations are constantly being exposed to unrealistic body standards that then morph into their own self-esteem issues because of standards they cannot achieve.
Some quotes we found are, American culture celebrates beauty, physical beauty in movies, magazines, television shows, and beauty pageants, and people spend billions of dollars annually on weight loss plans, cosmetic surgery, and beauty projects. Photographs, movies, television programs, and the internet have exposed more and more consumers to images of fit and attractive celebrities. Standards of beauty, however, are highly subjective and evolve from generation to generation. Some observers worry that a cultural obsession with obtaining an ideal standard of beauty, particularly for girls and women, have contributed to low self-esteem problems and eating disorders.
The nature of this issue has to deal with the morality of allowing young children to participate in beauty pageants, which may be endangering their mental health. This is a very serious issue because it has to deal with our future generations. They are the generation that will be taking power in leadership positions. Their mental stability should be a priority in order to have mentally stable leaders.
The problem doesn't lie solely in participation in beauty pageants. The more important issue is the underlying issue that beauty pageants cause in little girls who are exposed to unrealistic body standards. It causes them to feel worse about themselves since they cannot compare to the photographs they are exposed to on the internet. So we need to address the issue of treatment of mental health problems and trying to lower the amount of children who are predisposed to it due to being exposed to unrealistic standards from a young age.
Our first it says has the claim of supporters argue that like other extracurricular activities, child beauty pageants are meant to be enjoyable learning experiences. Opponents argue that child beauty pageants force little girls into regressive roles of feminine beauty that are too adult and too overtly sexualized.
We read an article that compares both the pros and cons of participation in beauty pageants. It is a very neutral article addressing many reasons why it can be beneficial, such as the development of public speaking skills and losing with poise. But it also addresses the reasons why beauty pageants are detrimental as they can lead to self-esteem and body image issues. Supporters argue that child beauty pageants are harmless fun comparable to other childhood activities like sports or dance, each of which carries its own set of peculiar rules and risks. Many advocates consider pageants an opportunity for their children to simply exercise their natural tendencies to perform and act out of their fantasies. These kids play dress up at home, said pageant mother Carolyn Johnson. Why not on stage? Participation stimulates the imagination, proponents assert, and encourages pageant circuit friendships. Opponents of child beauty pageants believe that events promote the hypersexualization of little girls who do not customarily wear makeup, bejeweled evening wear, or manicured acrylic nails. Those critics thus deem pageants grotesque and nearly pornographic in the way they encourage little girls to act far older than their years. Documentarian Trees has called pageants bizarre contests in which children are painted in pompadour to look like mini hookers. Likewise, many critics worry that pageants instill questionable values in young girls. Child psychologist Elizabeth Dybell has pointed out that primping for pageants is not dress up pretending to go to work like mommy does or vacuum the house like mommy does. It is a very sexualized, sensual model of someone who's trying to get attention. These quotes are from the article Childhood Beauty Pageants.
Another article that we read described the death of JonBenet Ramsey, a famous child beauty queen that died at a young age. Her death was televised, and the news stations often included clips from her beauty pageants where she would be parading around in revealing outfits. This would cause many viewers to be uncomfortable and view the beauty pageants as sexualization of young children, which led to most Americans opposing the participation in such events. From the article, the brother of JonBenet Ramsey is finding who killed her. There's a quote that says, "The brother of child beauty queen JonBenet Ramsey, whose 1996 murder remains unsolved, said on Monday he had nothing to do with her death, speculating that the killer was a pedophile who stalked her at pageants. The murder of the blonde, blue-eyed youngster made worldwide headlines when videos surfaced of her performing in child beauty pageants, dancing and singing full of makeup and dressed in various costumes. This debate has to do with the publicizing and parading of young girls, which may have led to JonBenet Ramsey acquiring a pedophilic stalker, which led to her death."
The story states how unattainable body standards and high-pressure environments are no longer the only televised child programs made for entertainment. This has also moved on to other programs such as reality TV shows, where it follows young dancers in often very revealing costumes dancing on stage and at their studios. They're forced to sit into hours of filming and dancing, but according to their mothers, they love it. These children are oftentimes deprived of a social life and occasionally pulled out of school in order to dedicate more time to dance. In the article by Cartwright, today television is peppered with reality shows that feature pint-sized beauty queens decked out in pricey gowns, full makeup, and big hair. Pageants aren't the dress-up play we use as little girls. They are a multi-billion dollar industry, says Cartwright. And it's not just beauty pageants. A recent reality dance program showed 9-year-olds prancing around revealing two-piece costumes complemented by their thigh-high stockings, speckled makeup, and teased hair. Before hitting the stage, the choreographer demanded that they paint on abs. Armed with the spray bronzer, the moms dutifully carved abs into their daughters' bare midriffs before the young girls performed a provocative dance that caused audible gasps from the audience. Many experts agree that participation in activities that focus on physical appearance at an early age can influence and/or adult self-esteem, body image, and self-worth issues with self-identity after a child retires from the pageant scene in her teens are not uncommon. Struggles with perfection, dieting, eating disorders, and body image can take their toll in adulthood. This article has to deal with the expansion of the sexualization of children, no longer only stemming from the child beauty pageants, but also from more recently emerging reality TV shows.
The next article describes the positive aspects of pageants and traces the story of Ashley Berry, who has greatly benefited from participation in beauty pageants. Ashley's mother claims that pageants have morphed her into the poised, well-spoken young woman as she is today, and that TV shows only portrayed the negative aspects of pageant life. From the article by Morgan, the television shows such as Toddlers and Tiaras and Here Comes Honey Boo Boo have introduced millions to the pageant world, but that coverage of the child pageant world is limited and sensationalized to those who see the positive of involvement in pageants. Anna Berry of Littleton, Colorado, competed from preteen pageants up through the Misses category and now has a 13-year-old daughter, Ashley, who considers beauty pageants her sport. Ashley Berry was 10 years old before her mother let her begin entering pageants again, after having done a few at 5 years old. She fell in love with competing, and 3 years later is the most well-poised, outspoken young lady you'll ever meet, says her mother. Ashley is a national spokesperson for an anti-bullying campaign and an active community leader. This article highlights all the positive aspects that pageants can instill in a child, such as being able to lose with poise and grace and strengthen your public speaking skills. It does this through the use of a personal account of how beauty pageants affect a young woman.
Another article we read highlighted 5 key reasons why beauty pageants are detrimental to a young child's overall physical and mental health. The key points that they highlight are that girls are too young to say no. Pageants sexualize young girls. They cause cognitive and emotional problems. Too much hairspray can stunt growth due to fillets, and heels are made from small feet, or heels made for small feet. Using these key points, the author stressed why pageants are not something young girls should participate in because there are much more negatives to the world, to this world than positives. The Nature's article is discussing all the things wrong with child beauty pageants and strongly advising against them.
In our opinion, beauty pageants can be beneficial in the case that the child is willingly participating in them and that they are old enough to know what they are getting into and all the things that are required for beauty pageants. If young children are forced into that world by their parents, then they will most likely develop self-esteem. In the article issue overview, it states, some observers worry that a cultural obsession with obtaining an ideal standard of beauty, particularly for girls and women, has contributed to low self-esteem problems and eating disorders. In the article child beauty pageants, it states, supporters argue that child pageants are harmless fun comparable to other childhood activities, sports like sports or dance, each of which carries its own set of peculiar rules and risks. And in the article by Morgan, it states, Ashley Berry was a 10-year-old before her mother let her begin entering pageants again. After having done it a few at 5 years old, she fell in love with competing, and 3 years later is the most well-poised, outspoken young lady you will ever meet, said her mother. Ashley is a national spokesperson for the anti-bullying campaign and an active community volunteer.
Child beauty pageants have both positive and negative aspects, just as any activity or sport does. The important thing is recognizing how it affects your own child and taking the necessary actions from there. For some, it may be a fun and rewarding experience, while for others, it may be detrimental to their self-esteem. So every parent needs to recognize the needs of their own child and make a judgment call off that.
At first, the only exposure we had to child beauty pageants was that of what we have seen on reality TV shows, such as Toddlers and Tiaras. All we saw was little girls constantly having meltdowns as many people worked around them, pulling on hair and piling on lip gloss. After some investigation, we learned that beauty pageants may have some positive aspects, given that they are approached in the right way. If they are approached in the wrong way, it will lead to a child that is insecure and an adult with both body and self-esteem issues. Overall, we believe that child beauty pageants can be something fun for girls who choose to participate in it. Children should not be forced into it. In order to make it safe, the necessary precautions must be taken in order to prevent the sexualization of these little girls.
The decade-long debate will forever continue of whether or not beauty pageants are beneficial for children. Will we ever have the concrete evidence that the beauty pageants are hurting our youth, or could they be providing children with the tools necessary to become successful adults?